Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is the day that God made specially for you. So give him the praise that is due. Father, we lift your name on high. We are excited. Today's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. You know why? Because we are alive and able to give you praise. And we are not going to let any rock shout out in our place. So we're going to lift our voices now collectively, everyone where you are, and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because you are great and you are good. You are our Father and you watch over us day by day. We praise you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo-wee. Listen, Moses was 80 years old when he first climbed Mount Sinai. The first 40 years of Moses' life was spent in an exalted place in the Egyptian palace with an exceptional profile. The son of Pharaoh's daughter, with an extraordinary position, next in line to be Pharaoh, ruler of the greatest nation at that time. However, the second 40 years was spent in a place of exile, in Midian, in the backside of the desert, living a meager existence, keeping the sheep for his father-in-law, Jethro, with no hope for the future, but to live an unfulfilled life as a foreigner in a foreign land. And that's why he named his first son Gershom, which means foreigner. But God, but God said to Moses, just like he says to us, when it seems as if hope is gone, that our destiny is unclear and we are uncertain, God says to you and to me without doubt or hesitation, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Listen, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are or how in between you are. It really doesn't matter. Because see, it's not about you. It's all about him and the plan and purpose that God has for your life. And that's the reason why God summoned Moses to climb Mount Sinai for the first time. Mount Sinai was the mountain of revelation. So he summoned him to let him know that his failure in Egypt, killing the Egyptians and then having to run for his life, was not final. Did you hear that? Failure is not final. His past mistake did not stop God's plan and purpose for his life any more than the mistakes you may have made in your past will stop the plan and purpose God has for your life. So, this is what God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai, the mountain of revelation. This is in Exodus chapter 3. One day, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. You see that? Moses was little more than a hired hand with nothing to call his own when God intervened in his life. Oh, my, I love this. Moses led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. Woo! There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go to see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, Moses, Moses. Here I am, Moses replied. Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. You see, on the mountain of Revelation, the first thing that God revealed to Moses was himself. He called Moses to come to him as close as he possibly could, and then he revealed who he was, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites now live. Wow. Did you notice? Did you notice that God is letting Moses know that his fortune is going to change? Though Moses is now a foreigner in a foreign land, God is going to change that and give him, along with the rest of the Israelites who are in Egypt, their own land, a place to call their own. Yep, a hope and a future. So, of course, Moses had to be excited, correct? Of course. So God continues, look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. So here it is, the big revelation. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt. Oh, wow. So after God revealed himself to Moses, he now revealed his plan for Moses. Moses is the chosen one to deliver God's people from the bondage of Egypt, from their oppression and suffering. God said that he heard their cry, and now God had a plan to do something about it. So Moses should have been excited. There he was, bowing down in his bare feet because of the holy presence of God. He is hearing the audible voice of God speaking to him, letting him know of the grand plan for his life. And yet, with all of that, Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" Oh boy. But God's simple answer to Moses, as well as to you and me, is, "I will be with you." There it is. It's just that simple. Five words is all that's needed to move forward in faith. I will be with you. But then God continued and gave Moses a sign to encourage him. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. Did you hear that? This mountain of revelation would become a mountain of confirmation. Yes, when God performed through Moses all that he said he was going to do, then God said, Moses, the people will be right here at this very mountain, and this is where they will worship me, and that will be your confirmation that I am who I said I am. Ooh, such assurance. And yet, Moses protested a second time. If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations. Oh my, understand, literally God was saying to Moses, tell them that I am the God who made the covenant with your ancestors, and also the God who keeps the covenant that he made. I am all you need for your present, and I am all you need for your future. Are you hearing? Because he's saying that to us as well. He is the great I am. And then God revealed to him the exact message he was to give to the people. Now go and call together all the elders of Israel. Tell them, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, has appeared to me, has revealed himself to me and told me, I have been watching closely and I see how the Egyptians are treating you. I have promised to rescue you from your oppression in Egypt. I will lead you to a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites now live. The elders of Israel will accept your message. Then you and the elders must go to the king of Egypt and tell him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Oh my, did you hear that? The Lord has met with us. So please let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand forces him. So I will raise my mighty right hand and strike the Egyptians, performing all kinds of miracles among them. Then at last he will let you go, and I will cause the Egyptians to look favorably on you. They will give you gifts when you go, so you will not leave empty-handed. Every Israelite woman will ask for articles of silver and gold and fine clothing from her Egyptian neighbors and from the foreign women in their houses. You will dress your sons and daughters with these, stripping the Egyptians of their wealth. Ooh, wow, what revelation. What revelation God has given to Moses. He explains how Pharaoh will refuse, and therefore God will strike the Egyptians, we now know, with the 10 plagues to force his hand. And not only that, God revealed that Israel will leave with all the wealth of Egypt, which I have to tell you was extremely substantial, because they were the number one country at that time. But the wealth from Egypt, they would not get by winning a battle, but by simply asking for it. How amazing is that? All they had to do was ask. And all you have to do is ask. You have not because you ask not. Ask in faith, believing, and God will bring it to pass. Surely, Moses is confident in his God and is now ready to move forward, right? Wrong. Wrong. We're going to pick up with Moses's continual protest on tomorrow. But our call to action for us today is real simple. It is to believe that what God has revealed to you, he is able to perform and will indeed perform it. Believe. Don't keep protesting like Moses over and over and over and over again. No, believe and receive all. Did you hear that? A-L-L, all. Don't leave anything on the table. Receive it all. Because if God has it for you, it's good for you. It's what God wants for you. Believe and receive all that God has for you. And when you do, you will have a terrific Tuesday. Peace and God's richest blessing rest upon you. Shalom.